What'd you learn yesterday from Dan Quinn about the Jaden Daniels injury?
I learned about what we thought. I think it's going to come down to a pain threshold thing.
You think it's just bruised ribs?
If he's week to week, that's pain threshold. If it was something that's going to hold him out, that's not a week to week. You know, if it's something fractured or whatever, that's not a week to week. But when you have that pain, right? Listen, ribs, hip pointers, those type of things, it's all about the person. And I can say this. I would think that they're going to be what Coach Thompson was with Allen Iverson. They're going to have to protect him from him because he's a competitor. He'll want to go. If he is not hurting as much, and he can, yes. But if you think something is still hindering him, you got to hold him back.
Do you play him at anything less than 100%? Understanding football players are rarely 100%.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, if he's 98, 99%, 97, hell, that's basically 100. Go.
What's the cutoff?
Cutoff, I'm not going like no 89, oh, he's 89%.
That's funny. I was going to say 90.
Yeah. So, you know, my thing is, when you start hitting 95 on up, basically round it up, that's 100%. And then when you have a guy with his drive, that changes things right there. Now, when you get to him below 90 and things of that nature, his drive will say, I can play. He wants to go. It has to be the adults in the room to make decisions.
That's one of the things I feel best about. I want to be crystal clear that I am not naive enough. I think there are naive people out there that think these relationships don't exist, okay? And you're nuts. Every owner in the NFL, whoever the majority owner is of a team in the NFL has a relationship with their starting quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Especially if they are a high draft pick or a quarterback that's gotten a big second contract. They probably had dinner at each other's homes. They probably know each other's wives. Like, they have a relationship.
Man, the quarterback is basically the moneymaker.
Yes.
For the damn owner. If that owner doesn't know the quarterback, that owner is an ass. Let's be real.
Totally.
Come on, man.
And I think if anybody thinks that doesn't exist, you're crazy. But there are, listen, anybody that's been in relationships in college and high school in your 20s, you're married in your 60s, whatever the hell. There are good relationships and there's bad relationships. Yeah. What we saw in this city for a really long time were bad relationships, toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one common denominator throughout those toxic relationships. That dude's on a boat off the coast of Singapore, last I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Look around the NFL where the toxic relationships are. How's it going with the Jets? How's it going with Cleveland? Like you can pinpoint them and acknowledge, yo, that's a mess right there.
Yeah, everybody can say, oh, Aaron Rodgers get to do what he wants. How does the team look?
Right.
How does the overall aspect look?
So to think that Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Magic, Mark Eyne, the collection of folks involved in ownership over there aren't getting updates on Jaden's status pretty damn frequently.
I would think that they are asking because they are concerned people. They're not that type where you got to find them. They want to know.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know how many people are texting me, what's up with Jaden? I can only imagine how many people are texting you, B, what's up with Jaden? Those dudes are texting too, and they're probably getting updates. But what I don't believe, Brian, and what I think you agree with, but I certainly won't speak for you, in the past, ownership would have such influence on these types of decisions that they could push what is a game time decision, what is a 50-50 call. They'd push it whichever way they want.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have something balancing on a ledge, and they would just decide how it's going to go. I truly believe now this ownership group wants all the information,
yeah,
but will defer on the actual decision to the football people. And the medical people.
I think because they all have the same common goal. I mean, this is a long-haul thing. This is not, I'm trying to do this today and you're trying to do a long-haul thing. I think they are in this together. And a lot of times, the owner, coach, and GM are not always in it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I said this a billion times in the offseason that when Harris cleared house, right? I thought the opportunity was so valuable for Washington because for the first time, honestly, I don't know if you agree, but I think for the first time since.
I think we have an ass working with us.
Yeah, I'm aware. I think for the first time since Jack Kent Cook and Charlie Casserly, and I know it didn't work well, but since they drafted like Heath Shuler, were they all in on, they were all on the same page for however brief that was, right? Mm-hmm. Like when Harris hired Peters and then allowed Peters to make his decisions, and who the hell cares about Ben Johnson at this point?
I don't.
Like, whether
he's. I didn't then.
Right. But you knew, then they had the opportunity to take Jaden at number two. There's organizational alignment, and that is so vital for the proper development of a quarterback, the proper development of a team. And what happens this weekend, bro, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody thinks they know. Nobody knows. It's more than likely a pain threshold thing.
A pain hold. That's a new one.
A pain hold. Jeff's got one of those. It's part of his sex aerobics 201 class. The 101's for beginners. But I think, you know, as this thing develops this week, I was texting with somebody Sunday night about all the anticipation for Monday afternoon's press conference. And I said, I fully expect this to be noncommittal. And they were like, yeah, he's not going to say anything. Sure enough, he said enough that we have a baseline of which to work with. But he didn't say anything. Week to week, but we hope he can play this week.
He said enough so you don't have to keep badgering him about it. But
he also said enough that if you keep badgering me, I have nothing else to say.
I ultimately feel the way like he doesn't owe you more than what he gave. You know what I mean? And like the people that keep asking the questions after he said what he said yesterday, if he's week to week, and we're going to see is YX every day. I just told you it's week to week. I didn't say day to day, so don't ask me every day.
Well, M, what's so smart about their setup now? So he talks yesterday. The only real difference would have been Ron would have said, "Oh, I got a meeting with the doctors after I talked to you guys." Right? Like, that was Ron's move.
Yeah.
Is he scheduled his day so he couldn't answer? At least DQ gave something, right? But when Dan Quinn talks to the media on Wednesday, will be before practice, before the injury report comes out. If Jaden practices Wednesday, even if it's just individuals, even if he's limited, could be telling. I wouldn't put him out there. Like, you're giving guys rest all the time. I don't think Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu have practiced on a Wednesday in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you got to see what he can do as you make decisions. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu are a different guy, like a little older.
Sure.
They're not hurt. So you're just giving them that rest time. In this situation, you have to know if he's progressing or not if you're going to make a decision.
I think if he can go, you play him. There's the notion of wait till he's 110%, wait till he's 150%. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're right.
It's football.
You can't be 110%. You can't be 150. You can be 100%. That's it.
And honestly.
And you'll never see that ever again.
He probably wasn't 100% coming in,
there you go.
Coming into the Panthers game.
Yes.